Coming up on Only a Game, former NBA great James Worthy talks about NBA Finals pressure and about his second life as a Klingon. But first, the NBA Finals return to San Antonio on Sunday. The Miami Heat are down 3-1, and the prospects of winning a third straight NBA title would appear to be slim. No NBA team has ever overcome a 3-1 deficit in the finals. And it's too bad, because Miami is getting a major boost from one of the league's most senior citizens. As Phil Latzman reports, even at nearly 39, Ray Allen has still got game.
The legend of Ray Allen began at the University of Connecticut, where he was an All-American in the mid-1990s. As his pro career began, he earned critical acclaim as an actor, playing the role of Jesus Shuttlesworth alongside Denzel Washington in the 1998 Spike Lee film, He Got Game.
Why in the hell did you name me Jesus anyway? What type of name is that?
Jesus!
It's a biblical name.
No kidding.
I was the one who put the ball in your crib.
I ain't no baby no more.
Allen's lore grew as an all-star with the Milwaukee Bucks, Seattle Supersonics, and then in Boston with the Celtics, where he won his first NBA title in 2008. In 2011, he became the league's all-time leader in made three-pointers. That would have been enough for most players in their mid-30s, but there was another chapter to be written here in Miami. Allen's three-pointer with 5 seconds left in Game 6 of last year's finals against the Spurs brought the Heat back from the dead and on to another title, while instantly becoming one of the game's most memorable moments. If that weren't enough, the 18-year veteran is at it again, continuing to play big minutes for head coach Eric Spoelstra on the league's grandest stage this year.
We anticipated that he would be a big weapon for us in the fourth quarter because of, again, his DNA. He has that gene that he shows up big in the biggest moments.
Teammate Shane Battier is just 35, but this season will be his last as a player. He's retiring after these finals. Battier says playing late into your 30s in the NBA is all about conditioning and discipline.
The guys who have played and been productive over a long time have taken really the science of nutrition and physiology and applied it, and it takes amazing dedication. I don't have the dedication. I drink way too much Bud Light. That's probably why I'm on my way out.
The Spurs have an ageless wonder of their own in 38-year-old Tim Duncan. San Antonio head coach Greg Popovich says it takes a special kind of athlete to stay so effective so late into an NBA career.
The guys that are playing well, you know, the Tim Duncans, Ray Allens, and so forth, just look at them as individuals, how they take care of themselves off-season, what they put in their bodies, their mental toughness, their professional attitudes. And, you know, all those qualities are the same in all those kind of guys.
As for Allen himself, he says staying in tip-top shape at an advanced NBA age has become a challenge.
I will tell you one thing, that it hasn't been easy. And I've had a great time thus far, but it's like anything, like you have to work it. You know, it's a daily grind.
While most players relish their late 30s as a chance to attack the banquet table, Allen says a major part of that daily grind simply involves diet.
You think you've afforded yourself that ability, but you actually have to go another direction and eat less and eat healthier. So you have to find ways to always, you know, stay on top of what you're doing. Like, you can't get out of shape in off seasons. You have to work doubly as hard as everybody else. Conditioning, you have to be in better shape than everybody else because you lose it quicker.
Allen, who will be 39 next month, is the third oldest active player in the league, behind only the Lakers' 40-year-old Steve Nash and the Bulls' Mike James, who will be 39 later this month. As for when the decision comes to call it a career, Allen says only one part of his body counts.
The physiological aspect of everybody's body is so different. Everybody comes to that feeling at different times, you know, in their life, in their career. So I don't know. One thing is for certain, that I always know that when I decide, it'll be a mental decision and it won't be physical, where I say, you know what, Mom, I'm just beat up.
But for now, the legend of Ray Allen continues to grow. For Only a Game, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.